are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today we're tackling a pressing topic, how Christians can maintain hope during difficult times, whether facing personal crises, societal challenges, or global uncertainties. In a world filled with adversity and uncertainty, hope grounded in faith becomes a powerful factor. Join us as we explore this biblical wisdom and practical insights on how believers can nurture and sustain hope even amidst the toughest of circumstances. We are Goisha. We're going through a lot. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Majuru, who's going to be helping us with this one. If you also do want to engage with us, the number to dial is +27734703520. Fundisi, mulibuanj.
Tiribuino, sisi, kaya mulibuanj.
Ay, oh, that's when now I say, niribuino. Now you have lost me. Now I But I'll get there.
You are sure. No, you are there.
Yeah, indeed. So Fundis, before we start, I'm gonna ask that can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Our Lord and our Father, time has come that you may speak to us in a special way. We pray that as we talk about this subject of hope, I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray now forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Goodness, we are speaking about all things hope in terms of in times of uncertainty. So how does this hope, when we're looking at it at the Christian faith, what does it mean to have hope in times of crises, of challenges, of uncertainty? What does it mean in a Christian context?
Amen. Allow me to thank you once more, my CC, for considering me to have and discuss and share one or two things pertaining to this topic of hope. Let me once more remind each one of us, those who are listening to us via social media and via SID Media, that yesterday we talked about hope, and so it was very clear that hope is not merely a wishful thinking about a confidence but it is a confidence expectation rooted in the promise of God. So yesterday our focus was mainly, as we were defining hope, we made it clearly that this must be rooted in the promises of God, and there are so many, many promises. But for us to have this hope, we must understand when we are talking about hope. And so we say the hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. So the many discussion yesterday, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we say the hope, you cannot disconnect hope with faith. So you must have that faithfulness for us to have the strength to believe and have the feeling of hope. And so today we are also trying to see how hope in times of uncertainty, how can it help? Trusting God's plan, like we are talking about the promises, we still want to maintain that trusting God's plan for your life, even in uncertainty, is very, very important. We must learn to trust God, because we are saying all the promises, if we are to enjoy, to have peace of life, even if we have uncertainty and challenging times, we must be able to trust in God. Yes, trials and uncertainty can shake us to the core, but we can find strength in Christ. I know when we have trials and uncertainties and challenges, I want to bring the good news. And the good news is that we must find strength in Jesus Christ. In whatever problems and challenges we have, the good news I'm bringing today is that we must learn to trust in God and have that strength in Christ. Because the reason is there. He is our rock. Jesus Christ is our rock. He's our comforter. This is where we find our hope in every season of life.
Mm.
Yes, Christ only is our rock. Christ only is our comforter. Christ only is our hope. When you lose a beloved one, when life seems to be difficult, when we have challenges, remember to look back and see what God has done for us.
Mm.
Allow me, Mama, as we talk about hope in uncertainty, to read one verse. Allow me to read from Psalms 30, verse 5. The psalmist wrote and said, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." This verse helped me when I was looking at this topic.
Okay.
Yes, we may go through challenges, my sisters.
Mm.
And David says, "Weeping may endure for a night." I want to remind you, my brothers and sisters, my dear parents, my fellow youths, those who are listening to us, that indeed, weeping may endure for a night. What am I trying to say? Sometimes you may find yourself having health challenges. You've been sick for some time. Sometimes you are in that marriage and seeing things seems not to be working. Your marriage is about to break. Sometimes you lost your parents. You are just an orphan. And yet you are looking for funds to go for education. Sometimes you have been in that marriage and the child is not coming, so you have all those problems and challenges. I am here to remind you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And this morning is that you must accept Christ as your personal savior. Because when you accept Christ, you need to hold on to that promise and keep walking forward with the faith, hope, and love. Because trusting in God's plan doesn't mean we won't face challenges. This must be very clear, my sister.
Mm.
Trusting in God's plan doesn't mean we won't face challenges. Actually, I can say that's when we face more challenges. Remember, there is a great controversy.
Yes.
Yes, there is Satan who is also fighting to make sure that when he fights us, we doubt the love of God. So once we accept Christ, we must know, in as much as we are trusting in God's plan, this does not mean we won't face challenges. Challenges will come. But I'm here to tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We may suffer loss, but it doesn't mean we can have peace and hope that surpasses all understanding. I may lose my parents. I may lose my spouse. Things may be tough. I may fail to understand why things are going like that. Uncertainty day in, day out. Challenges here and there. We will not stop trusting in God, because the Bible tells us, according to Psalms 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night. So the fulfillment is being done. The devil is doing his work. So weeping may endure for a night. If the verse ended here, I would have some challenges. But praise be to God. The Bible says, but joy comes in the morning. And I'm here to remind you that joy is coming. When Christ will appear, when Christ comes, that will be the end of all these challenges and problems. Allow me, my dear sister, also to give an example of individuals who maintained hope in God's plan, even during difficult times. Let me talk about Moses. Because today I also want to talk a bit, even as we talk about hope in a certain instance, I want to touch a bit of leadership. Because I believe sometimes that, especially when we are in positions of leadership, and when I'm talking about leadership, I don't mean only leadership in organization or at church level. Even in families, you are a leader. In communities, even there at the radio, you are our leaders.
Yeah.
So challenges can come, uncertainty. But we need to draw some examples from the Bible and lessons and learn, so that we can stand and understand why things are happening like that and what do we need to do. Remember yesterday I gave an example on Job. When we are talking about the theology of hope, we talked about Job. Job maintained, even if things can go worse, naked I came, naked I'll go, I will not stop trusting in God. Today I want to talk about Moses, my sister. Here is another Bible character who God journeyed with through tough times. If there is one of our leader, one of the character in the Bible who went through tough time, Moses is one of them. Earlier on his life, Moses ran to the wilderness to flee from Pharaoh, who wanted to kill him. This is Moses. When he was born, a decree was passed, and God had to find means and ways to protect his own. This is Moses. Later, Moses returned to Egypt to convince the new Pharaoh to free the Israelites, risking his life. Because remember, when he was there, we are told, the Bible is clear, that Moses is one of them who murdered because he saw the mistreat of the children of Israel. Moses knew the life in Egypt. Moses decided to go in wilderness, to go away from where he was born because of difficulties and challenges. But God came again and told Moses, Moses, my children have cried, and their cry has been heard. According to Exodus chapter 3, God instructed Moses, go back to Egypt and deliver my children. Deliver children of Israel. Take them to the promised land. What a tough task Moses was given to go back where he knew even his life was at risk. I want to inform each one of us, even as we share one or two thoughts, that God has given us this privilege and opportunity even to share the gospel, even in difficult areas. Sometimes we feel, I cannot visit that area because there are criminals there. Remember Moses, he had to go back, even he was risking his life, because he knew God is there to protect him. God has promised us when we read the Bible that I will never leave you alone as long as you're doing my work. Even there, as SID Media, I want to encourage you, my dear sister, that sometimes as you do your work, you are preaching the gospel. So it may not be easy. You may face uncertainty. You may face challenges. But I want to bring you to Moses, my dear sister. Moses, understand that weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Keep on, my sister, preaching the gospel. Keep on coming up with such programs so that people may have hope even in uncertainty times. With God's help, Moses successfully led the children of Israel across the Red Sea and away from Pharaoh's army. They were free at last. We all know the story of the children of Israel. Even being followed by the Israelites, God had to make a way to protect his own. This is Moses. He has to lead them. He wants to encourage each one of us, but soon enough is enough. Problems may occur. Whatever may come, but God had to come in and help. Even when they were in wilderness, going to promised land, when they complained about water, God was able to provide. When they complained about food, God was able to provide. When challenges came, God was able to provide. Even us, we are children of God. Uncertainty can come. But I want to remind you about Moses. So Moses writes in Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. And so what did Moses do when you read that chapter? He cried out to God when uncertainty came. He cried out to God. And this is what Moses said. And the Lord also answered. And the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it in the water, and the water became fit to drink. Even when they had challenges of water, when water turned here and there, God heard the cry of Moses, and the water was tamed and was better to drink.
Mm.
What lessons are we learning? Because time is no longer with me when we talk about Moses. From Moses, we learn something which may seem to be simple, yet often overlooked. We should remember, my sister, my dear listeners, we should remember always to turn to God for help.
Mm.
When uncertainty comes, turn to God for help. While it is easy to focus on earthly solutions during difficult moments, God is capable of helping us in ways we may never imagine. Even in leadership, we should focus and seek wisdom from God. Even as we preach the gospel, let us focus on God, because he's the only one who can help us. Another lesson we learned from this: we can trust in God's wisdom even when we do not understand. We should remember to turn to God for help. Some certainties, some challenges come, and we fail to understand why about this? Turn to God. So I turn to God and I pray when I see uncertainty. I turn to God and pray when I see challenges coming. And God always answers in times of difficulties and in times of challenges. And another lesson we are learning, when we read the Bible and these writers and our forefathers, is that we must spend time in prayer and Bible study. It is your duty and my duty, because when we spend time in prayer and Bible study, we will find comfort, wisdom, and guidance from God's word. Sometimes surround yourself with a supportive community. Let's find means and ways to be surrounded by a supportive community. As we preach the gospel, as we do whatever, as uncertainty comes, we must have friends and families who can come and encourage and pray with us. We must choose to focus on the positive side. Even if there is uncertainty, remember where we are coming from. Even if it may be smaller victories, remember it will encourage us to do the right thing. We also need to trust in God's plan, because God is our God and he will help us. As I close, allow me to read Romans chapter 15, verse 13, because this is my prayer as I close. Romans chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. And sure. Amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. I'm going to ask that. Can you please offer a word of prayer? Oh, we're losing Mfundisi there as we are asking him to pray. Mfundisi, are you back?
Let us pray.
Yes.
Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity you have given us to listen to your words, because you're the only one who can help us. And so we pray, continue guiding us. And we are your children. Without you, there's nothing we can do. For this is our humble prayer, in Jesus' name, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, and wish you well.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.